Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you can't make up what I'm about ready to tell you. I have never seen this in all of my life. Never. And not now, sporadically I have, but not consistently. In the state of Minnesota, there's no snow. And here's the deal. It's been pre-Halloween conditions since pre-Halloween. It's 40 degrees in the state of Minnesota without fail. Cross-check what I'm telling you. Please do. They're geoengineering. Every time it's nice and warm out, that's all you have to do is look up. These are not contrails. These are chemtrails. They are spraying materials down on the people. And they're attempting to modify the temperature. I know that if you've never heard this before, it sounds crazy. But what sounds crazy is for anybody to accept something that they're trying to create called climate change. They're equating this, a weather modification, to global warming. No, they're in fact the ones responsible for changing weather patterns. Indeed, they are. Also, if you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, it says, "The Lord shall make the rain of thy powder, the land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until you have been destroyed." Now, you know, one of the things I thought about earlier is, Lord, what did you guys, you know, how was this justified or made manifest during the pre-airplane times? I mean, I'm curious to know. But it shows you that he is all foreseeing from the very beginning to the end, which never ends, and there never was a beginning. I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff, right? But you know what? That's what makes him the creator, is when we don't know everything. But what we do know is who we are as joint heirs in Christ Jesus. So with that, I wanted to highlight this again because another video just came to the surface where an individual is going to go through a little airplane that they use to chemtrail certain areas, okay? So let's go ahead and take a look at this so you can see for yourself in verifying the facts as to the ones that we're bringing to you right now. Okay, so I'm having sound problems again. Just hang on one second, folks. I got my son coming over here. We got some new cords coming in. I suspect something's going on in the back there. Listen to this.
Plane. So, paid out on the plane. So, we're not getting paid out anymore. This plane has been certified to use the chemtrail fluid DK5812. And so it holds 50 gallons in each tank here, and then the fuel goes in this one. And then right in the exhaust, just right up here, there's a injector that sprays the fluid when you turn on the switch. And the switch, it won't spray fluid unless the engine's running, because it's like real toxic chemicals. So it needs to make sure.
Toxic chemicals. He's doing a little walkthrough.
You get paid about $10 a gallon to spray the stuff. And this has a government-issued retrofit kit. And you can see down here, they installed this switch. As you can see, it says chemtrails. You just turn it on, and then you just collect money. That's how it works.
You just collect money. That's how it works. Again, folks, nobody's hiding anything here anymore. I mean, we just had a pilot walk through a chemtrail plane telling you exactly how it works. The plane is called a chemtrail plane. And then he talks about how that's all we have to do is flip the switch and we get paid. They get paid $10 per gallon that they spray down on the population. I mean, again, friends, can you make this kind of stuff up? It's not like they're hiding any of this anymore. It's crazy. No, but instead of paying attention to what we should be paying attention to, folks, again, the mainstream media is right there to distract you and keeping all eyes on the victim, Donald Trump, as he is making mass amounts of money off the stupidity of those that worship him. I need to bring this up because this is blasphemy. What you're looking at on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, sonsoflibertymedia.com, also on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. We see three clowns, which are committing the act of blasphemy. And they have T-shirts on that have a picture of Donald Trump in the center of the word God. And it has capital letters, "In God We Trump." And again, folks, this is why America is in trouble. These are some others that you may have not seen. President Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Son of Christ. I highlighted this one some time ago. "In Trump We Trust." Americans, this is why you're in trouble. This is exactly why you're in trouble. This is one of them, one of those that you haven't seen. Joint Heirs, Romans 8:17, a picture of Donald Trump, and it has a big, huge billboard. It's a super big, extra large billboard from Reagan. And it says, "Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." And here's another one. "Make the gospel great again." By the way, all eyes on Donald Trump, the victim, right? He's not the victim, friends. I'll tell you what's going to happen here is they're going to put him back in office. That's what it's looking like right now. I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but that's what they're driving it to. Either they're going to drop the ball on his constituents and they're going to put another bad guy in there, or they're going to keep Biden in there, or what they're going to do is they're going to put him back in office and then they're going to cause his worshipers to believe that he fought his way back into office to do the second time around what he failed to do the first time around. Here's another billboard for you. John 1:14. Again, it has a picture of Donald Trump and his big mouth open, the gossip himself. "Make the gospel great again. The word became flesh." Now, again, Americans, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh." And when you get a moment, read Acts 12:22. Again, it will give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about and why people fall to judgment, because they leave off the Lord Jesus Christ. And see what they're trying to do here on this little ad or their little post is, "In God We Trust." We're trying to show everybody that we're Christians, but really we worship Trump in the place of God. And they think somehow or another the grace of God's going to be used as an occasion for the flesh to go ahead and justify that. Nope. Again, this is why America is in trouble. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. Here, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, before I show you what I'm going to show you here, friends, I want you to understand what took place during the time of the Nazis. Okay, so I did an article back in 2013 of January, as a matter of fact, January 24th on WND WorldNet Daily, and Carl Deunitz, he was a general admiral during that particular time. He was the would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. So when Hitler was taken out, he wanted to be the next Führer. He was the one that was responsible for saying, listen carefully to what I'm telling you, Americans. Okay? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones that brought these disgusting crimes into play. Okay? What we see happening in America today, who's advocating the sodomite agenda more than the said representatives that are tolerated and allowed to do the things that they're doing today? Well, here, I want you to see it for yourself. According to the Daily Caller, friends, Republican governor vetoes ban on sex changes for minors at the 11th hour. Now, if you look at this guy, DeWine, Governor Mike DeWine, everything about him stinks of the things that we continuously highlight here concerning the extortion of those that are in representative positions, especially in governmental positions such as the governor, talking about the mayors, appointed police commissioners, the list goes on, federal government, you see exactly what I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, another video just went viral of Joe Biden putting his hands all over a young woman. We know that he's a pedophile. The American people know that he's a pedophile, but they're giving this pedophile a pass. And why? I don't know. But it only goes back to what Carl Deunitz said, that politicians are the ones that are responsible for bringing the Nazis into power. They are the ones that started the war. Okay? Again, they are the ones that started the war. I wanted to insert this because, again, this stuff comes to my website. This comes to my emails. I'm not seeking this information out. It's just like King David. It always came back to his ears. And interestingly enough, we have been talking about this for some time now, and it seems that every turn, friends, what are we seeing? People are beginning to talk about the Nazis. And what's happening today? Now, I've equated this before. I just posted from the Washington Examiner, Substack, and the Nazi question. So people are doing a lot of equating in parallel concerning America today and Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich back in the 20s and the 30s. Well, that's the same people that are in play, friends. It's just their posterity doing the same things. And if you think that's way out there, you might want to talk to Klaus Schwab, who Donald Trump was praising some time ago, concerning the crimes that he's committed against the American people. Well, why do I bring up Klaus Schwab? Because Klaus Schwab is the one that's calling forth, not Bradley Dean, Klaus Schwab is the one calling forth the Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich. So, we all know that the American people, for the most part, have rejected the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ agenda, at least verbally, right? And they keep their kids away from these creeps that are trying to make them a prey, right? Because, after all, their slogan in gay pride parades is sex before, eight before it's too late. That's Nambla's slogan in gay pride parades. Okay, so we all know this. We see all the sexual crimes being committed. We see all the perversion going on and being placed into power in federal and in state governments throughout the United States of America. We've seen what just happened with Bud Light. We just seen what happened with Disney. We just seen what happened with Target. The American people completely rejecting them. But Americans, I'm here to tell you, it's not good enough to reject them and then act like they're not there. No, just this, again, guards our liberties. And if that's what you fail to bring, this is what's going to continuously happen. One American News just highlighted 50-year-old trans swimmer shares locker room with teen girls, and then he competes against them. Americans, listen, I know that you're used to just hearing conservatives of the day just talk about the problems. I know that you're used to them laughing these things off. I know that you're used to just them talking around the issues 24/7. Well, again, let me remind you, they're not there serving the people. They're there to serve their sponsors, which, in fact, their sponsors are the ones helping promote the agenda. Okay? Now, I'm here to tell you, folks, that this 50-year-old man dressed as a woman sharing a locker with teen girls is not their friends because he wants to compete with the girls. He's there because he's a creep. He's an abomination. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, Leviticus 18, 22, Leviticus 20, verse 13. Also go to Jude 1, 7, and Romans 1, 26 to the end of Romans 1 to the end of the chapter. Okay? This is an abomination. It's highlighted in Scripture time and time and time and time and time again, where the Lord condemns this activity. And the Lord, and as a matter of fact, to further confirm that, that's all you have to do is look to state statute, and you'll find out that this sort of behavior is felonious. They're felons. They're committing the act of felons. Why are the kids being subjected to felons? Because the likes of Mike DeWine, I guarantee you, folks, everything about this man is perverse. He is a plant, and he's appointed to do what he's doing right now. And I was just highlighting the fact that Republican governor, as they call him, vetoes ban on sex changes for minors at the 11th hour. Why would he do something like that? Because it then rolls back to what I said. Folks, as to making the parallel between that and the Nazis, and then I just gave you the quote of Karl Dönitz, General Admiral, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. You're dealing with Nazis, Americans. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes, and you're seeing it transpire right in front of your faces, Americans. Well, how far can this go? As far as you let it, that's how far it's going to go. Here's another one for you. Are you ready for this? I'm sure you probably are. Did you see California? Governor Newsom, just to further solidify the point that these are the ones pushing their illegal agenda, folks, they're creating war with God. And again, it's a war they're going to lose. But the sad fact of the matter is 329.5 million people are letting them get away with it. One American News just highlighted highlighted new California law. See, folks, this is what communists do. They use the law against the law. And the only way that they get away with it is because of the ignorance of the people that don't know the law. See, what they're doing here, friends, this new California law requiring gender neutral toys, toy sections at major retail shops. Can somebody please call in and give me the information constitutionally where it is the job of those said representatives in government, regardless of what capacity, where it's their job to teach men how to break God's moral law? Because my understanding, folks, historically and in the present, is to do just the opposite. It's their job to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, not justify the wicked and condemn the righteous. Read Proverbs 17:15. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Hey, folks, if you're not going to deal with corrupt politicians, this is what you're going to get. They're going to continuously zero in on your kids, and it's exactly what, in fact, they are doing. Here, let me just add more fire, more fuel to this fire. Did you see this? This is finish the race with a Christian worldview. School officials, as they like to be called, are being sworn in on gay porn books rather than the Bible.
Now we'll have the swearing in of Carl Frisch.
Folks, can I get you again, Judah? This is so far out there, but it goes back to what I've always highlighted. When I've said, friends, they do the unthinkable. Because why? Because they think they're above the law.
We have the swearing in of Carl Frisch.
Look at this.
Providence Magisterial District.
Look at them.
Repeat after me, please. I, say your name.
I, Carl V. Frisch,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
He's a sodomite.
The Constitution of the United States.
That I will support.
Okay, I just lost it. That he will support the Constitution of the United States.
Faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
No, he's being appointed to go after the kids.
Incumbent upon me as the Providence Magisterial District Member.
Incumbent upon me as the Providence Magisterial District Member.
To the Fairfax County School Board.
To the Fairfax County School Board.
Okay, so what they're doing, folks, is they're purposely appointing sodomites to positions to oversee the kids. Why? Because they want to proselytize them to a new faith, they call it. Ask John Dunphy. Okay, these are the people that said the Bible is a very dangerous book. Of course it is. But what they need to understand, too, that he who spits against the Bible or he who spits against heaven will surely fall on their own back. Why are the people subjecting their kids to this? Why are they subjecting the kids to men that are preying on children? Swearing in on gay porn books rather than the Bible. This is the most perverse thing that I've ever seen in all of my life. And this is what they've always done. This is just the stuff that they've waited for on a different occasion to begin to stick their head out so you can see it, because they've seen that you'll accept almost anything, Americans.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country was hit by another massive barrage of Russian cruise missiles and drones overnight. 122 Russian missiles and 36 attack drones slammed targets across Ukraine, killing at least 18 civilians. Top officials from Mexico and the U.S. promising to cooperate more closely to slow record levels of immigration at the shared border. A joint statement issued yesterday by representatives from both governments one day after U.S. officials met in Mexico with the Mexican president. Nikki Haley says it will be best to afford former President Trump a legal pardon in the event he is convicted of any crimes amidst multiple election conspiracy trials in various states and federal courts. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to switch topics really quick, but I did want you to see this, folks. The reason that the powers that are tolerated, the Fourth Reich, the Nazis that are being paralleled to everything from the 30s to the present, and I'm talking about those that are pulling the strings behind your said extorted and compromised representative governments, as you all the well know, that's why they appointed men dressed as women to lead up the military branches in your country. It is for the very purpose of this, having a woke military. See how the said conservatives of the day just take on the new talking points? Folks, woke, no. Having a feminized military will destroy America from within. And what are they doing? You see all those, you probably see the major and you see the captain and you see the sergeant here, all just, they're so happy that a man's birthday is being celebrated and he's got a pride cake there and a pride flag behind him. It's a man that, he's effeminized. He wants to be a woman, okay? This is a reflection of the American people. And again, this is one of the things that I continuously drive hard. This is the drum that I continuously beat. This is a reflection of you Americans. It's not enough for you to stand back and just talk about what they're doing wrong. It's enough for you to stand up and lawfully deal with it. Why? Because they don't have a lawful duty to tear down the Constitution and its laws found within. No, our laws condemn what they're advocating here, friends. See? And this is why they're bringing all of the illegals into the country, military-age men, because you are a laughing stock to the world. And why is that? Because the American people would have it so. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that 329.5 million people are not standing up against it? Now, I want to make one more point, and I'm going to take our friend Stacy from Minnesota here. Check this out. Speaking of the sodomites, ex-Facebook diversity manager pleads guilty to bilking $4 million from company in kickback schemes. Okay? This is another reason, friends. The crimes that follow these people is second to none. But Facebook got theirs, didn't they? Yeah, in part they did. I mean, just consider the fact that they are illegally, I'm not mincing words here, they are illegally suppressing free speech. And by the way, there's more information coming out now that Google's going to jump on. We just highlighted T-Mobile talking about at the beginning of the new year, they're going to begin to censor certain words on your texts, just like I told you 5 years ago that this was going to happen if it wasn't stopped. See, Americans, I don't know why you have to wait until your backs are up against the wall before you lawfully deal with this. Again, it's not like the law's on their side. No, the laws in this country condemn these criminals. And criminals they are, and until you begin to address them for what they are and who they are, nothing's going to change. We have Stacy calling in from Rochester, Minnesota. Stacy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I think you're completely right, and I think they know people are really have a bad taste in their mouth for Trump and all the Republicans, and so they're trying to make him seem like he's worthwhile, but I think we're all awake, and we're too awake for them, and they don't know really what to do. And I think what we need to do is go to the courthouse. And I just wanted to say the other day I called and said, hey, let's all start reading scriptures at the courthouse. And somebody, I put it in the chat, some of the verses you could use from Amos and Deuteronomy 27:19. And they said, where's the courthouse? And I thought, that doesn't sound genuine. That's all I had to say.
I'm sure it's being trolled, Stacy. I mean, everything about who we are, both my show and Tim's show, there's no doubt it's being monitored, it's being suppressed, it's being censored because of the stuff that we have brought to you 3 and 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years ago. It's all coming to pass, and they realize what they're up against because they have enough understanding to know that my information is exposing them for exactly who they are and what they're responsible for doing. They don't want this because, first of all, they're not used to this. They're not used to anybody just going outside of the talking points that are spoon-fed to them by the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. So when you hold to the word and to the Constitution and you bring resolve to the issues, well, they don't want to be held accountable for their crimes. They want to just go ahead and have a free hand at assailing anybody that they want to while they continuously push forth a lawless agenda. And so, and
amen.
Again, yeah, amen. So, and I wanted to say Stacy too as well. I know I get long-winded sometimes, but the fact of the matter is I'm not here to ask the devil for permission to obey God. No, it's the other way around, and I understand that.
Well, I feel like if we start showing up and just reading scripture, they'll start seeing there's the hundreds of millions of us that are not going to just sit by and say, hey, we're tired of it, and we've got to find a way to peaceably impeach all these people because they have to go. They can't be allowed to do this to children. They can't be allowed to experiment on humans. It's wrong.
Amen. I got a video for you, Stacy. Go back to the feed, and I'm going to play a video. I'm going to piggyback your comments here. And, again, I totally appreciate your comments, Stacy from Rochester. I always love hearing from you. Here's a guy that was asked just about that, talking about basically, you know, because what we're seeing here is we're seeing the alpha organizations, the agencies, which are unconstitutional, being used against Americans for exercising their free speech, for standing up against tyranny at every given turn. And we see what's going on with January 6th. They tried doing this in Michigan, completely backfired. And I suspect all the people that are in jail right now because of the tyrannical acts of the sitting administration, I suspect that they're in school right now being raised up as to how to counter these criminals. And little did they know, just like Paul in the book of Philippians, when they threw him in jail, others grew more emboldened, and I trust that's exactly what's happening. In other words, let me say it this way. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, and it's exactly what's happening. But here's one such individual that was asked about dealing with the corrupt that framed those January 6th innocent victims that were there exercising their First Amendment right. I want you to check this out, folks.
But they're going down. These men and their high perch and their position of power and authority and are walking upon our entire history, our deepest core principles. They're not going to get away with it.
They have so far.
We'll see.
Powerful people in this country, they want to make sure no one hears your voice. They want everyone to look at you like a far-right, crazy conspiracy.
Exactly.
Is that who you are?
No, man. I'm a regular American man.
Amen. Amen. Folks, thank you. Amen. I might need you again in a moment. So, folks, just like this lady had said, they don't want you to hear this guy's voice. This is the voice of the American people. That's why they're using these alpha organizations to suppress Americans. That's why they're attacking them as the good little totalitarians that they are, at least temporarily, just talking to the bad guys for a moment. You're just being used temporarily until they don't need you anymore because you know what you're doing is wrong. You know that you're searing your own conscience. You may just sear it so far where you might not get it back. Because, brother, sister, you ain't promised tomorrow. But I'm telling you, it's boiling over with Americans, and that's exactly why they're attacking Americans through totalitarian methods right now. Okay? I want to play this next video for you, and what it is, it's just another actor. He's another clown in the circus of politics, and it's the said representative, John Kennedy. He says what people want to hear. There's no change. And what this is if I can get my son back over here, President Biden has dissolved the southern border. This is the new message, Americans. Okay? No. Joe Biden hasn't dissolved anything. The American people have allowed this treasonous criminal, Joe Biden, to go ahead and open up the floodgates to military-aged men from countries that hate our guts from all over the world. I know a politician has to tell people what they want to hear. I'm not a politician. I'm a preacher, and the law of truth is in my mouth. Read Malachi 2:2 and 2:6. Okay. This is the nonsense that I'm tired of. I'm gonna start playing this, and then I want you to we'll finish it off if need be. But again, you'll just get a good little taste on your tongue.
The Judiciary Committee. He joins me now, Senator Kennedy. So Biden's DOJ wants to stop Abbott from protecting the people of Texas.
Biden's
and
DOJ.
Senator Mike Johnson had this to say about that.
Hey guys, real quick. I gotta highlight this. This is live radio. Biden's DOJ. Is Biden's DOJ now void of enforcing the law that condemns the crimes of Joe Biden? Apparently so. I mean, yesterday I talked a little bit about John Schneider, you know, Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, you know, who's allegedly under investigation by the Secret Service. Isn't that interesting? Because he called for the hanging of Joe Biden. The Secret Service wants to investigate John Schneider. But according to federal statutes in Article 3, Section 3, if one commits the act of treason, the consequence is death. Question, why is this Secret Service investigating John Schneider? How come the Secret Service, if they were just doing their job, how come they're not investigating Joe Biden? And where is the DOJ, the Department of Justice, to drop the hammer down upon the crimes of the Biden criminal family? This is what you have created, Americans. You've created this lawless system because you allow the lawless to continuously assail innocent people through a lawless manner And that's why, in fact, going to Scripture now, Psalm 9, 16 and 17, those that forget the Lord, your country's going to be turned into hell. Nobody to blame but ourselves. Nobody to blame but ourselves. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. I'm going to go back to this, and I'm just going to do my best to hold my peace for a moment so you guys can check this out. But again, this is just another clown in the circus of politics telling people what he wants to hear. But what they're doing is highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate at every given turn. And this is how you create a system of divide and conquer. Because of this nonsensical political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Now, check this out.
He sits on the Judiciary Committee. He joins me now. Senator Kennedy, so Biden's DOJ wants to stop Abbott from protecting the people of Texas.
And okay, so what you're hearing, sorry, friends, the DOJ wants to go after Greg Abbott as if to suggest Greg Abbott is not a part of the team, Isaiah 28, verse 18. But they're threatening to sue Texas for enforcing federal laws against the illegals coming into America. That's the DOJ this is the DOJ the American people have created through their tolerance, okay?
House Speaker Mike Johnson had this to say about that meeting that Mayorkas had down in Mexico. At a time when America is experiencing...
Mike Johnson, another sellout, another actor in the circus of politics.
The Biden administration...
John 844.
...announcement that they discussed with the President of Mexico amnesty for illegal immigrants. So they go down to Mexico to discuss amnesty.
Last Saturday, President Biden blamed the media for his unpopularity. The truth is that most members of the media help him. For example,
he said that most members here. I want to go ahead and play that again. Yeah, guys, we're not getting any sound here. There we go.
Members of the moon wing of the Democratic Party, and they publish.
Okay, so that's all they do is play the blame game.
But in Louisiana, President Biden is about as popular as herpes.
He's a real funny guy, too. Yeah, right? Ha, 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 ha.
The people of Louisiana are not stupid. Number two, they think the Biden administration is. They think that its stupidity runs from the river to the sea. Exhibit A is the open border. President Biden has dissolved the southern border.
Okay, so this is one of the good guys. Hang on. This is one of the good guys telling you and highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. John Kennedy, one question. Where are the articles of impeachment? Where are the articles of impeachment for the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, and going back to Article 2, Section 4? There's none of that. And it shows you, friends, that this is WWF at its very worst. This is pro wrestling, friends. He makes jokes about the fact that your border, said he, John Kennedy, representative from Louisiana. He makes a joke about the media and how there's no truth in the media and how Joe Biden is committed the crimes against the people by opening the border and dissolving the border and giving America's sovereignty over to that of military-aged men from all over the world. Okay?
Southern border or man-made.
He said all the issues on the southern border, he's telling you the truth here, he said they're all man-made. So that, again, reflects the American people. Every country deserves the government that it has, right? So in other words, the people in this country allowed the federal and state governments to do the things that are taking place right now. That's why your country's being given over to a bunch of foreigners who will be made the head and you will be made the tail. Mark the words of the living God. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43.
Joe Biden and the people of Louisiana and the American people know it. Yet he blames.
I see one woman in this video.
Mary, it's hard to believe that the president could be that obtuse. I guess if you ask him where Jordan is, he would say retired. But that's where we
see,
are.
It's all a joke. It's all a joke. And really, what it is, friends, is the joke is on the American people. He does nothing but blame Joe Biden for what they tolerate. And these are the best that you have as your said representatives. For the sake of time, because I have about 5 minutes left with you today, the fastest hour on national radio, broadcasting into 159 cities, thank you for, now put this up against what you see out there, social media platforms, and my friends, consider that we're the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts in the country on Genesis Communication Networks. Go ahead and go to Genesis Communication Networks and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Put that up against the numbers that you see. But going back over to my other point, one of those things that we, and I cannot tell you a different way of saying what I'm about ready to tell you. I remember years ago, everything that we're dealing with now, it was like a guy that had told me, he did the sound for all the high school assemblies that we did. We've done about 365 of them in 25 different states. He used to say to me, when we were doing the high school assembly programs, he goes, this was 12 years later, he finally told me what he thought. He said to me, he goes, Bradley, he goes, I thought the things that you were talking about during the high school assembly, he said, I was trying to figure out why you were even talking about gun control and the gay agenda and this, that, and the other thing. And 12 years later, he goes, I see that everything that you are talking about is exactly where we're at today. He goes, how do you do that? And I said, I don't do anything. I just follow the lead of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And by the way, for those that want to take the time and know the Word of God, do remember that it tells us that we serve not dumb idols in 1 Corinthians 12. That is the reason the gifts of the Holy Ghost were given, and the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, Acts 5:32. Okay, so the reason that I'm bringing that up is because that was a shot at those that call themselves believers but say that the gifts of the Spirit are a thing of the past. Hey, folks, I got another book coming after my third book, and it's highlighting the gift of the prophet. And it's going to be called The Law and the Prophets. And it's going to be talking about the gifts of the Spirit and how they are in operation. And the fact of the matter is those that say that they're not in operation, it's because they're still dead in their sins. You're false witnesses, 1 Corinthians 15. But let me go full circle here. That was the best way I could say it. Remember when I told you over and over and over again they don't have the support? The mainstream media uses these false polling measures like the Democrats are 49% and the Republicans are 51%. None of that's true. That's all devised to divide the people, Mark 3:25. That's all that is. Remember how I used to tell you before this flood of illegals came into America that they want to bring in the illegals into the country because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Y'all remember this? I just want to make clear y'all remember this, because guess what they're now starting to talk about? This, again, if you're going to play the unconstitutional game of the two-party system, but look what this guy said. He hit it. Finally, what, 10 years later, 15 years later? Future Democrats of America, the FBN guest says Dems using border crisis to import their future margin of victory. Friends, I'm here to tell you that there is no import future margin of victory. In other words, they want the illegals to come in so they can throw the vote over the Republicans. I can tell you this right now, when they did a recall on criminal communist Gavin Newsom, the little punk kid that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth that does whatever he's told to do in California, they did a recall on him in California just about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And they received 250,000 more votes than were needed to recall Gavin Newsom. Did you know that they also polled the immigrants that just came into America legally, and they were asked if they thought the recall was justified? Did you know that all of those immigrants that came into America said they want him recalled too? Why? Because they didn't come to this country so they could be played like the country that they just came out of. They seen Gavin Newsom for exactly who he was. And, of course, here comes the mainstream media to tell everybody in California that Gavin Newsom's going nowhere, just like I told you they would. See, they rely on the ignorance. They rely on the deceived of the American people that believe the lies that there's more of them, when in fact the opposite is true, and it's not even close. They're scared to death, friends, that you're going to figure out that the mass amount of people in this country have had enough of this little leaven that's leaving in the whole lump, going so far as to even make not only their homeland a prey to foreigners, illegal foreigners. I don't mind those that are coming in to seek asylum legally, but I have a problem with those that are coming in illegally. Not only are Americans tired of this, and their said representatives making a prey out of their children, taxation without representation. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. That's exactly what they're doing. Americans are tired of these unconstitutional wars and setting our military over in other countries to set a military presence to create a new world order. Americans are tired of it. But until you shut off your TV and realize that you're being lied to and stand up and do something about it, James 2:14 through 26, nothing's going to change. We'll talk to you in 23.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.